Task 2. You're going to hear two extracts from the introductions to two audiobooks about China and India. Listen carefully to the recordings and answer questions 1 to 9 below in block capitals and in no more than 4 words, as in example 0. Answers must be based exclusively on the information in the recording.
Part 1.
China is everywhere these days. Powered by the world's most rapidly changing large economy, it is influencing our lives as consumers, employees, and citizens. The words "made in China" are as universal as money. The nation sews more clothes and stitches more shoes and assembles more toys for the world's children than any other. But moving up the technological ladder, China has also become the world's largest maker of consumer electronics, pumping out more TVs, DVD players, and cell phones than any other country. And more recently, China is ascending even higher still, moving quickly and expertly into biotech and computer manufacturing. No country has ever before made a better run at climbing every step of economic development all at once. No country plays the world economic game better than China. No other country shocks the global economic hierarchy like China. Even a casual glimpse at the news tells us that something large looms in China. The nation is making parts for Boeing 757s and exploring space with its own domestically built rockets. China has between 100 and 160 cities with populations of 1 million or more. America, by contrast, has 9, while Eastern and Western Europe combined have 36.
Part 2.
On a recent trip to India, I sat in the New Bombay domestic airport waiting for a flight on Kingfisher Airlines, whose slogan is, "Fly the Good Times," my laptop propped on my knees. I typed in the code from the card I had just bought from a Tata Indicom kiosk and immediately got a strong wireless connection. On the way to the airport from the old family flat in Juhu, I had passed forlorn groups of destitute families huddled under an unfinished highway overpass on thin mats of filthy cotton, the little babies naked and snot-nosed. It was this kind of scene that profoundly shocks first-time visitors to India, and to which I have never been able to become immune. As I checked my email in the gleaming terminal among the Indian and foreign businessmen and family groups waiting for one of the many flights departing for every part of the country, I thought about the India I lived in 40 years ago and India today, and I wondered where India would be 40 years from now. Where are we headed with our billions? That is the question India is asking itself, a friend told me in New Delhi over a drink. It is a question the entire world should be asking. Half my family is Indian. During most of my lifetime, India changed, but did so almost imperceptibly. Then, suddenly, the changes began to come with dizzying speed. With each arrival, I felt I was watching time-lapse photography. No democracy in history has undergone a transformation of India's magnitude or velocity.